What it means to be a man. Most male children grow up to be men. You notice I said most, but unfortunately few become a man. Webster defines a man as follows, TN possessing in a high degree the qualities considered distinctive of manhood. Interesting definition. It implies that in order to be considered a man, one must possess in a high degree certain qualities. That definition also implies that not all male adults can be considered man. My experience as a counseling minister confirms that premise. A man is a title that must be earned. What are the qualities one must possess in order to be a real man? I consider the answer to this question to be the single most important lesson and example any parent can give to their male children. How is it possible for boys to become a man if they have no idea what the title means? What I consider to be the highest quality necessary for a male human to have the right to be called a man is a lack of need. You have heard the expression, "No man is an island," but I disagree. That expression implies that all men need others or things. When men need others or things, they are lost. Whatever you need controls you. Think about that for a moment and you will realize the truth therein. The number one problem in families is caused by men's need for women. Does that sound a bit radical to you? Good. Please understand what I mean. This might sound radical to the men reading this, but women certainly understand. Women inherently understand that if men need or desire them, they will have control over them. Men do not realize what they give away until it is too late. This transfer of power happens before marriage if the couple engages in sex prior to marriage. This transfer sets the stage for every conceivable tragedy that occurs in 55% of all marriages in the USA. How many do you know that have these qualities? This is what we need to be teaching and preaching.